The fairy tale that I'm going to be talking about, I think we printed in the catalog under the name Thousand Furs. If you went for your Grimm and tried to find that, you might have had trouble. Because the proper name is difficult to pronounce, and so we put in what was easier, but it's called Aller Lyra. Aller Lyra. Well, I can spell it once. Out of this book, it's spelled differently in different texts. A-double-L-E-R-L-E-I-R-A-U-H. Aller Lyra. Or we could say class. Aller Lyra. Okay. And it means of many different kinds of fur, which is where they got the title you have. I've called this tale, and I'll present, I don't know how long I'll present, because I just put some stuff together and I don't know how long it takes, but I would guess something like an hour, and then we can take a break and rev up our energy and come back and discuss. I've called this tale a tale of father dominance, incest, and feminine emergence. When I first began training in the field of pastoral psychotherapy, there came to me early on a young woman whose father had been incestuous with her, and my response was very strong. You see what color I am? That's what happened when I was doing the intake. It happens whenever I'm strongly affected or a complex gets going. I became agitated and flushed, but somehow made it through the hour of the intake. I flagged this response, but could not understand it for many years, because although it had all the earmarks of a complex being hit, I also was pretty sure that in my very uptight upbringing, there hadn't been any actual incest. Over the years, there's been a fairly high rate of incest among the women I have worked with, and I never get used to it. So we're into, I think, a difficult subject this evening. Everything from the kiss daddy goodnight variety to savagely brutal and sadistic encounters. Each instance is quite unique and individual. But the kind of incest that I was responding to and did not think of clearly until I ran across this fairy tale is psychological incest. I knew about overt and covert sexual incest in a variety of family pairings, but psychological incest has its own place in the roster with, interestingly, I think, some of the same results in the personality. One of the chief of these results is the very strong bonding between the victim and the other. A deep sense of mistrust of others, also, and a lack of developed self, as though time had stopped at that moment of bonding, sending the true self into hiding, allowing only an adaptive persona to continue interacting with the world. The true self may have any number of characteristics, depending on the individual, but it will at least, in this instance of psychological incest, be typified by concealment, camouflage, a somewhat flighty coming and going in its evidence to both the person and to others in the world. Do you have a sense of what I mean by coming and going? Person's with you and then they're not with you. With you and then they're not with you. You feel like they're present in the room, and then somehow they disappear. Okay? So the true self goes into hiding, the persona gets put out. It's like, now you see me, now you don't.